Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning once again. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. We turn now to a subject much in the news, Ernie and Bert.
Hey, Ernie. Ern, hey, it's raining, you know.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, hey, can I get under the umbrella there with you, huh?
You know how I feel, Bert? I feel so happy. I really do.
You do?
I was just thinking about all the lovely plants and flowers. We get a nice drink of cool water when it rains.
Well, the news has been the rain, but right now we're talking about the other news in that sound bite, Ernie and Bert. That's right. If you haven't heard it already, and I'm not sure how you could have missed it, here's the news flash. Ernie and Bert are not gay. That's right, not. And yes, I am talking about Ernie and Bert from Sesame Street, the puppets. It has been rumored for years, but the news was officially announced Friday. The news came courtesy of Sesame Workshop, the company that produces the venerated children's show Sesame Street, reacting to press coverage of an online petition suggesting Muppet characters Bert and Ernie marry following New York's historic legalization of gay marriage. As of this morning, Change.org, which circulated the petition, said that more than 7,700 people have signed it. Well, ever since the statement from Sesame Workshop, the story has gotten bigger and bigger, except among perhaps the audience that matters most of all, little children. Here to talk about them and the implication of it all is Mira Jacob. She is the deputy editor of the parenting site Babbel. And we should tell you that Babbel.com is, among many other things, an online community for new parents. So, Mira, I know that Babbel hasn't specifically covered the issue of Ernie and Bert, but the blog role has so many of the other websites that have, because this issue is everywhere. Stroller Derby alone has a half dozen stories. And the best part of these stories are the comments by the moms and dads who are just exercised on both sides of the issue. It really seems to have struck a nerve, and not just in the gay community, Mira.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, our blog Stroller Derby has a lot to say about it. And there are a lot of parents online who have a lot to say about it. And I think it's one of those great moments. Once again, we had this with the breastfeeding doll earlier, where something that appeals to our children becomes a venue for our own political and social beliefs, and we kind of take that on and we take it to its ultimate conclusion in this fiery, fiery way, which is interesting, because at the end of the day, these are Muppets we're talking about.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Ryan Lehrer. Listeners, let's get you in on the conversation about Ernie and Bert. Do you agree with this decision that they have no gender? Have you signed the petition? Are you miffed that Sesame Street issued a statement? In fact, let me read the statement. I'll give you our number first, and then as I read the statement, you can call in with your reaction to it. 212-433-WMYC, 212-433-9692. Here's part of the statement from Sesame Workshop. Quote, even though they are identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, as most Sesame Street Muppets do, they remain puppets and do not have sexual orientation. And then they go on to talk about how the puppets are designed to show how cool it is to befriend someone different on a show set in a fictional New York neighborhood. So do you agree with this? Give us your sense of Ernie and Bert and the controversy. 212-433-9692. Now, Mira, we know you mentioned, of course, the breastfeeding controversy recently, the breastfeeding doll. Back in 1999, there was the Tinky Winky controversy.
Sure.
Barney has even come under attack. There are cynical people who say this is an attack on public television, but there was the SpongeBob SquarePants rumor that's been going around, and he's on an entirely different network.
Sure.
Surely the littlest children aren't even aware of these controversies. I don't know that Sesame Workshop really even need to put out any statement at all.
No, I mean, it is somewhat hilarious that they did, although I do think they were, you know, obviously responding to kind of being aware of their own reach and pull and needing to address that. I think it is sort of amazing to me again and again how these issues are turned into these huge, huge phenomena for the parents. parents. And the kids, they're not really paying attention. It doesn't actually matter to them on that level. And I know people will say, you know, this is where education starts. And that's true, you know, to an extent that's true. But also, whatever your feelings are about gay marriage, if that matters to you, if it matters to you to impart that to your children, then for God's sakes, let's not hope the Muppets pull it off for us, right?
Well,
I mean, let's get that work done at home.
I said to my husband, these guys have been living together for 40 years. It's time they get to come out and get married. But then my husband said, look, they haven't been living together 40 years. They live together 3 or 4 years in the mind of each child who watches the program.
Very good point. The kid
moves on.
Has anyone asked Bert and Ernie if they want to get married? I mean, what's in their Muppet hearts? Because if they're just getting married to be a symbol for all of the rest of us, then I think that's a little silly, too. I mean, they've got to be moved by themselves.
Yeah. All right, let's take a call. Kevin is calling from Long Valley, New Jersey. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I think Bert and Ernie are just really very good friends. I think the one person I put out a very good point that for the audience, it's like any television program. Yeah, it appears overall they've been together for 40 years, but for the viewers, they're only together while you're watching that show. So, and also, I think the bigger issue is that Sesame Street needs to admit that they took the names Bert and Ernie from the movie It's a Wonderful Life, where the original Bert and Ernie character first came to public notoriety.
Is that right?
There you go. The cop and the cab driver with Bert and Ernie, and It's a Wonderful Life.
This is why I love doing this show. Every day a listener calls in and I learn something new. Thank you so much for that, Kevin, in Long Valley, New Jersey. I'm gonna go research that as soon as this show ends. And now we have Josh in Manhattan with maybe a different opinion or maybe the same. Josh, welcome to WMYC.
Hi. I think the entire issue is outrageous. And, you know, I have a 2.5-year-old and a 4.5-year-old, and they watch Sesame Street. And frankly, whether Bert and Ernie are gay or straight, married or roommates, it's really completely irrelevant to what I would like my kids to learn about. And I actually happen to be, for gay marriage. But mm-hmm. when it comes to little kids like my sons, it's just not an issue that I need them to learn about or know about on TV. And that's not why they're watching Sesame Street. They're watching Sesame Street to learn numbers and letters and how to be polite to each other and how to say yes and thank you. I mean, what's next? Like, you know, promoting, you know, legalized marijuana or, you know, a tea party rally on Sesame Street to lower taxes? Like, it's absurd.
Josh, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. I guess I'm objective on this issue because I don't feel terribly passionate about it. It does seem that the Sesame Workshop people do everything they can to make the puppets very diverse. They have puppets of all different colors. They have both genders. And diversity seems to be a real value on Sesame Street. Doesn't diversity of sexuality factor in?
I think that diversity factors in because my children are in classes or they're in camp or they're in nursery school with children of all different, you know, colors and races and ethnicities. I don't think that 2- and 3- and 4-year-olds know whether or not they're gay or straight. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes, this is little kids programming. You know, I don't really need them to start asking me about marriage. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need them to start asking me about, you know, yeah, sure, they can ask me questions about whether someone's black or white or Puerto Rican or whatever, but I don't need to know. I don't need them to talk to me about sex yet. That comes like in your last program, just before this.
Mm-hmm.
When does it start? When do they start teaching it in school?
Middle school,
high school, but you know, not at 2 and 3 and 4 years old. It's just a subliminal. You know, this petition is just some it's some base effort to try to socially engineer an issue, you know, with little kids who don't really know much, don't know better.
Mira,
and it's.
Thank you very
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, thank you, Josh, very much for your call and for your opinion. And Mira Jacobs, let me come back to you.
Sure.
as our representative of the parenting community, because that's what your website does, Babbel, which is for new parents and young parents. And so we're talking about people who are expecting children, your audience, through the toddler years and the Sesame Street years. And it's a very good point the caller makes. These are puppets who are deliberately made to be very diverse. But when we start getting into the very specifics of sexuality, perhaps children at that age aren't yet thinking that specifically.
That's a very reasonable point. I mean, I think it also depends on the child. Sometimes your child will have those questions, and I think it's fine to talk about them. But I think Josh's point was a good one in that parents can be the ones to negotiate that conversation. Parents can be the ones to bring that up. We don't need television to do that for us. Our kids see everything all around us all the time. You know, I mean, we live in a very diverse block. My neighbors are gay. I'm very pro-gay marriage. I don't need Sesame Street to bring up that conversation for me. I'm not sure that other people do either. I feel like those conversations, those are best led by your kids.
But at the same time, on Sesame Street, they have couples who live on Sesame Street. And I have to say, I was raised on Sesame Street, and I'm a huge Sesame Street fan. So I have to, I guess, make a disclaimer or make that disclosure. And these puppets are, very human, especially the Ernie and Bert types, as compared to, say, Oscar or Grover. They have human qualities. They clearly have gender. They presumably have parents. They sleep. They eat. They have bodily function. And presumably they would have sexuality. Wouldn't we teach our children about that as much as we teach them about the rest of it?
I think you're asking a lot of a Muppet. I really do. I just got to go back to that point one more time. I think that's a lot to ask of a Muppet when we could be having these discussions in 1,000 other ways. There are great ways for parents to talk to their kids, and to put it all on a Muppet is a little bit silly on some level. You know, it's making an issue out of something that isn't actually an issue. We've got big issues. We have tons of issues that we can deal with in the world and that we can talk to our kids about in a really, relevant, timely way. But to throw it all on, a Muppet, it's asking a little much, I think.
And at the same time, I do wonder if these are the kinds of things parents, like the ones who visit Babbel and other websites for young children or parents of young children, think about and worry about. You deal with new parents, newborns, infants, toddlers. And when do parents actually begin to think about the values questions? Not specifically in terms of this controversy, but in general, do they think about it even before they have children? Do they think about it when they learn they're about to have children or adopt children?
Sure, great question.
Or do they only begin to worry about it when the child is 2 and 3 and begins to ask questions, or a controversy like this arises and they suddenly realize, oh my goodness, I have to begin to think about when I'm going to discuss the big issues, the war in Afghanistan or the sexuality of my neighbor?
You know, I think that's a great question, and I think that the answer is complicated in that I think parents begin to worry about this stuff far before their children ever even get an inkling of it. I think when the minute you become a parent, you begin to wonder how you're going to navigate the world for your child and explain the things that you sometimes find hard to understand or confusing or incomprehensible. All of those things come into play when you're a parent, but again, I think these issues, when we go to something like this and we make it into an enormous issue, we sort of take away from the more rational, smart, sweet ways that we can talk to our kids about things. We sort of put it all into one big firestorm instead of just thinking through day to day, how can we communicate? How can we talk this through? Mm-hmm. And that's when you get into a funny place.
Well, that is a lovely place on which to end, into a funny place, as you say, huh? And I guess that's the larger message for not only people who have children, but people who come into contact with children every day, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's a very good point.
All right. So that's a message to, I guess, everyone, because we all come into contact at one point or another in our day with children. And so I want to say a very special thank you to Mira Jacob. She is the deputy editor of the parenting site Babbel.com. And she has been our guest today to talk not just about Bert and Ernie and the controversy over there at Sesame Street, but about raising our children and imparting values. Thank you so much, Mira.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. I'll be back again tomorrow with lots of good stuff. I hope you'll be back too.